Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm good, Tigger. Thank you for having me.
So we saw the executive order for 250 people. We don't want gatherings of people over 250 people or more, but that's changed since last night.
It did. Literally, it changed as I was signing it. I was getting in a chair to do an interview with one of the television stations, signed the order, and saw the announcement from the CDC. And so it just is a reminder to us of how fluid this is. And what I just want to stress to your listeners, because I know that you have a younger audience, This is serious. And what's happening, especially with younger people, is that as they are becoming infected, they may not show signs or symptoms, but they are passing it on to people with vulnerable health conditions, people who have diabetes or respiratory issues, the elderly, anyone over 60. That may not seem elderly, but it's a higher risk group. And when you look at the graphs and the charts, those are the people who are dying. And so I cannot stress it enough. I don't want people to panic, but I do want people to take precaution and to be prepared. Stop gathering in large groups. Look at the television, look online, wherever you get your source of information. Look at what's happening in Italy. Look at what's happening in Spain. Look at what happened in China. We are on the verge of having to lock down this country if we don't take advantage of the few days that we have left to flatten the curve. By that means, we have to slow down the rate of transmission because what we are in danger of having happen is that our health system will be overrun. Grady Hospital is already in a compromised state because of the flood a couple of months ago. We don't have as many beds available inside the city of Atlanta. So we need people to take this seriously. We're asking our companies, go to your teleworking policy. We're asking people, if you have the ability, continue to pay your hourly employees. I signed an order last night that will allow us to extend some small business loan opportunities to businesses that are suffering. We're looking at ways that we can perhaps help with our hourly employees. The city of Atlanta will continue to pay its employees, but we need the public to take this seriously and to stay home.
Talking to Keisha Lance Bottoms, our mayor. So what I was, talking to you last night, and I was trying to, there's a lot of gray area when you say you can't congregate over 50. Does that mean places where people usually congregate, i.e. the club, restaurants, movie theaters, the aquarium? Are you, is the city forcing them to close? Will they still be open? How does that work?
So today I am signing another executive order that will limit it to 50. I can tell you we have gone back and forth as to whether or not we need to be specific on certain businesses. While we sort that out, I am signing the order of 50. That means everybody. Also, because I've declared a state of emergency in the city of Atlanta, it gives us the power and the authority to shut down businesses who aren't complying. So if you are not in compliance, know that we will shut you down. So I am asking people to exercise prudent judgment And don't put yourself at risk. Don't put your family at risk by congregating in large groups. The reality of it is this, Tigger. It could be five of us in a room.
Mm-hmm.
And if one of us tests positive, it's a high likelihood that we will transmit this virus. It's highly contagious. But what we do know, in order to slow it down and limit the numbers, the less people who are gathered together in a space, the better. If you are at work, practice social distancing at least 6 feet apart. Continue to wash your hands. And if you think that you have been exposed, then please stay at home. You don't have to overrun the healthcare system because we recognize that this is flu season. This is seasonal allergy season, and that comes with a whole bunch of hosts and symptoms. But please be respectful of people who may not be able to fight this off. This has a very high mortality rate for people over 60, and that's a large segment of our population. So we're just asking people, it's going to be a hit. It is going to be an inconvenience for all of us. Even this morning, as I was trying to prepare for interviews and briefings, et cetera, I had five children in my house and two dogs who had escaped the fence. So I get that this is a new way of life for all of us, but it's necessary if we don't want this country to completely collapse under the pressure of this health crisis.
And Mayor JR here, I know that we're trying to flatten the curve and encourage people to stay home and not panic. At the same time, we do see what's going on outside in the supermarkets, et cetera, people hoarding goods. What do you advise people in preparation as they prepare to basically stay home and try to ride things out?
I think that there are things that we can all do to help lessen the amount of time that we have to be out. Place your Instacart order. It may be a day or two before it comes to your house, but do it if you can. I was in Sam's the other night. Someone asked me, what are you doing here? I said, the same thing you're doing here. I got four kids at home. But while I was in there, we saw that somebody had the app that you could scan your groceries rather than waiting in an hour-long line. I downloaded the app while I was in the store, scanned my groceries. We walked out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there, and also just even, you know, calling folk who may not need to go out, asking them, can I pick up some groceries for you? Something else that you can do, as people are using meal delivery services and restaurant delivery services, allow them to deliver it to your door, wait until they leave, then open the door and get it, wash your hands. Just take precautions. And again, we don't want people to be panicked.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to, have people just in a state of disarray. This is a time for calm and common sense. And what we know is that there are cities who are a few days ahead of us on this. You look at what's happening in Seattle, that happened in a matter of days. Look mm-hmm. at what's happening in New York. What people have to understand, our numbers are probably exceedingly high in this state. We just don't know it because we don't have the testing capabilities. Whereas
right.
we're testing a couple of hundred people a day, we really need to be able to test 5,000 people a day.
Right.
But we don't have the resources and the equipment and the technicians to do that. But we just got to have people do what they can do. My grandmother used to always tell me, you don't worry until you have to. So we're not worried. I don't want people to worry, but I just want people to be safe and to exercise good judgment. It's going to be an inconvenience for all of us, but we'll get to the other side of this.
Talking to our mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, thank you for your time. I have one last question. There's a lot of misinformation going around. You know, our people sometimes go a little far with it, and there was this whole thing about black people may be immune to it, and that was interestingly put into perspective by someone we both know today coming up positive, which is Idris Elba.
Exactly, and again, just to tell you how close to home this is for all of us, my oldest son and Idris's daughter are classmates.
Wow.
We were just together on spring break a couple of weeks ago. So while we are looking at this, thinking that this is something that's happening to other people,
mm-hmm.
it's happening to us, and our degrees of separation aren't 7 degrees of separation. They are 1 and 2 degrees of separation.
Right.
So I want people to take this seriously. I want people to understand that there are people walking around who may test positive, and may not know it. I have a son. All of my children are asthmatic. I have one who is extremely asthmatic, who woke up with a fever yesterday. But I had to take a moment, step back as a parent, and go, okay, this is March. This is when his asthma and his allergies flare up. Let me give him some Claritin. Let me give him his inhaler. Pay attention to what's happening. Thankfully, he settled down. Right. So we just need people to take a step back, really pay attention, read up on what the symptoms are, what the difference is between a flu, the coronavirus, and seasonal allergies, and just be thoughtful that there are people amongst us who don't have strong immune systems, and we need to be mindful of their health as well.
Well, thank you for your time, Mayor. We will continue to keep our listeners educated and informed with what's going on locally and nationally. Good luck. Congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing. We're here for you, Mayor.
Yep.
Thank you. I love you all. And, Tigger, I so appreciate you all allowing me the opportunity to share this with your audience. And I'll be happy to come back on and update you all as we continue to navigate this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.